This week brought us Groundhog Day, a tradition built around a furry prognosticator and the idea that we might wake up to the same exact day again and again. If you tuned in to Governor Shapiro's budget address that he delivered earlier this week to a joint session of the General Assembly, you might have felt like you've already lived this moment before too. Just like the movie Groundhog Day, where Bill Murray's character relives the same day on repeat, Harrisburg seems to be stuck in a familiar cycle. Once again, the governor rolled out a budget with big spending priorities, new programs, and calls for investment into already heavily funded, broken systems as everyday Pennsylvanians struggle to make ends meet. In his speech, Governor Shapiro spends a lot of time talking about Pennsylvania, quote, on the rise, citing record investments in public schools, tax cuts for seniors, apprenticeships, and economic development initiatives. He touted progress on workforce numbers and permits processed, and he emphasized cooperation between parties in passing budgets that, quote, solve real problems. However, underneath the upbeat language, the fundamentals of this year's proposal feel awfully familiar. More spending, more government programs, and more pressure on taxpayers' wallets. While the governor highlights incentives for workforce development and economic growth, the overall picture remains one of expanding government involvement rather than real structural reform. Certainly, elements of this budget proposal seem well-intentioned. Who doesn't want better schools, safer roads, and more opportunities for Pennsylvanians? This week's Groundhog Day moment, however, reminds us that well-intentioned rhetoric doesn't always equal results, especially when taxpayers are left to foot the bill for nearly the same government-centric approaches we've seen year after year. Even when the governor talks about efficiencies, like reviewing state agency space and sunsetting duplicative programs, the headline takeaway is still a government budget that grows layer upon layer without asking tough questions about how or whether these dollars will yield better outcomes. While the political elites talk about building on a foundation of so-called progress, everyday Pennsylvanians are juggling their own budgets at kitchen tables across our Commonwealth, wondering why more spending and higher costs are always the go-to answer. Governor Shapiro's budget may have new packaging, but to many it feels like a rerun rather than a real reset. As we think about Groundhog Day and the memorable movie loop, the real question for Pennsylvania is this: when will we break the cycle? When will we see real accountability, fiscal restraint, and policies that put working families first, instead of repeating the same tax and spend playbook yet again? Fortunately for you, taxpayer activists, we're working every day at Americans for Prosperity PA to fight back against rampant spending that's become entirely too pervasive within the halls of Harrisburg. Join our fight. Take action today to urge your members of the legislature to work within our means to balance our budget. Head to afppennsylvania.com to learn how you can join our fight for more and end this cycle of rampant spending for good. This is Emily Bry, State Director with Americans for Prosperity, Pennsylvania.